These are iodine pills meant to protect the thyroid gland in case of a nuclear disaster. They're being distributed around the Zaporizhia region in Ukraine, close to Europe's largest nuclear power plant.
Since our district is located within 50 kilometers reach from the nuclear power plant, in the area of possible radiation exposure, we're distributing iodine tablets to people, mainly those under 40.
It's happening as the UN nuclear watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency, is about to inspect the Zaporizhia power plant. The facility is occupied by Russia, and the fighting nearby has intensified in the past few days. The IAEA team is due to assess any damage from the recent shelling, evaluate the conditions in which staff are working, and determine the functionality of safety and security systems.
People here at Ukraine's state nuclear power company are waiting anxiously for the visit of the IAEA. They're not only waiting to get news of what's happening inside the plant, but they're also hoping they'll be able to convince Russia to withdraw from the area.
Russia says it is Ukraine that's shelling the area in an attempt to retake control of the plant. But the head of Ukraine's nuclear company, Petro Kotochin, told Al Jazeera this is not the case.
They broke all the rules which exist in nuclear safety, radiation safety, and physical safety of civilian nuclear objects. They broke everything. And if normal mission is coming there, a normal expert will go and see all this evidence, the only result from this mission should be just get away from here.
There's also concern about the safety of Ukrainian technicians working inside the plant.
About 200 people right now were captured by Russians and actually treated badly in this facility. They actually captured before in the town of Energodar and created prison, their prison from that. And we do not know what happened with some people even, for we do not know anything about them for 3 months, for example, already.
For now, the fighting goes on in the southern and eastern Ukraine, as forces from the two sides try to gain control of vital cities across the front line. But at the moment, all eyes are on the IAEA visit and what it can achieve. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.